Verma added a conservative twist to Medicaid expansion. Instead of just signing up for coverage, recipients have to make monthly payments.
And if they fall behind on their payments, they can get disenrolled.
David Mocklett is a policy analyst with the National Health Law Program. Now, to be clear, if you make below the federal poverty level,
about $12,000,
you don't lose your insurance entirely. You get bumped down to a lower level of coverage. But if you're above the poverty line, you're locked out for 6 months. It's complicated. And Mocklett says many people on HIP 2.0 don't understand how it works.
I think one of the big lessons of the Indiana program is that people have been very confused by it, by the structure of how the program is designed.
Even if you do everything right, you pay your bills on time each month, you could still lose coverage because the state and insurers running HIP 2.0 are making mistakes. Alan Wilson was an over-the-road truck driver for 38 years before his health issues forced him into retirement. First, he had heart problems.
Well, I had open-heart surgery in 2009.
Then his kidneys started to fail.
I'm like one step from being on dialysis.
And he has diabetes. So Wilson needs coverage. He signed up for HIP 2.0 in 2015 and paid his bills each month. But he says one time when he went to the doctor, they told him, "You're not covered." He says he called his insurance company, Anthem, and they told him he missed a payment.
My wife's like, "Excuse me." Well, she keeps the receipts. She pulls that out and said, "Well, right here's the invoice number, when we sent it, the whole thing."
But he says this kept happening. Bills that should have been covered went unpaid. He and his wife were frustrated.
She finally told him straight out, "Are you trying to kill my husband? Is this what you're doing?"
Eventually, they got help from an attorney.
Catherine Wood, I'm an attorney at Indiana Legal Services.
ILS is a nonprofit that provides free legal help to the poor. Wood handles a lot of HIP 2.0 cases.
The reason we win appeals with our clients is because our clients did everything correctly from the beginning.
Attorneys with ILS say they've appealed and resolved dozens of cases where the state or insurance companies made mistakes that got people kicked off of HIP. But those could be just a fraction of what's out there. State reports show thousands of people have been kicked off of their HIP coverage for missing a monthly payment. But if a HIP client actually made that payment, they may not know they can appeal or that they can get help through organizations like ILS. The state declined to be interviewed for this story, but advocates like Wood say these mistakes are inevitable. HIP 2.0 is a huge bureaucracy, a government organization working with insurance companies.
Trying to service hundreds of thousands of people, and things fall through the cracks.
And without that requirement for monthly payments, people like Alan Wilson wouldn't lose coverage. Even when a judge sides with her clients, Wood says it doesn't always help. Alan Wilson eventually got on Medicare, but Anthem still hasn't paid some of the bills he accrued when he should have been covered by HIP 2.0.
How much money are we talking?
A few thousand dollars.
Do you have debt collectors coming after you or anything?
Oh, I've been called, yes. What else can I say, but I'm probably never going to have the money to completely straighten you out. I mean, just not going to happen.
If the insurance company doesn't end up paying, Wilson plans to file bankruptcy. He says it's been a rough road getting to this point, and he's still on that road. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.